USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Once again, several cities are imposing overnight curfews in an effort to head off more violence connected to the protests over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. In many places, like in Pittsburgh, people are clearing away the damage from demonstrations that stopped being peaceful. In Charlotte, North Carolina, the protests are ongoing. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said she fully supports the peaceful protesters, but those who aren't peaceful are causing big problems.
And that's why I'm also hurt and angry at those who decided to try to hijack this moment and use it as an opportunity to wreak havoc, to loot, and to destroy.
Washington, D.C.'s mayor says the violence and vandalism from previous night's protests were committed by an organized group and appeared more bent on destruction than protest. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hurricane season could be very different this year for more than one reason. That story from USA's Chris Barnes.
Monday officially starts hurricane season, though tropical storms Arthur and Bertha arrived early, and forecasters are expecting a busier than average season. Officials across the U.S. South and Mid-Atlantic say they're still scrambling to adjust their hurricane plans because of the coronavirus, and the big unknown remains, where will people who have to flee the storms go? The Associated Press surveying over 70 counties and states from Texas to Virginia, with more than 60% of coastal counties saying they're still trying to firm up plans for public hurricane shelters. Many say they'll use hotels, as they would allow for greater virus prevention measures, but officials emphasize turning to free shelters should be a last resort, urging people to stay with friends or to rent their own hotel rooms. But massive unemployment is making the expense of hotels less feasible for most families. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Many workplaces are being dramatically changed after being stifled from the coronavirus pandemic. USA's John Clemens reports.
In a survey taken by the Outplacement Service, Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, many workers believe they'll continue working from home.
We found that about 28% of companies that we surveyed are planning to make at least some of the jobs within their company permanently work from home going forward.
That is Andrew Challenger of Challenger, Gray and Christmas, who also tells us companies have learned lessons about their employees.
Many companies are finding that they have been able to be quite productive during this period.
The commercial real estate market will soon be taking a big hit.
This is a nightmare scenario. You very well may see companies leaving those large office spaces.
Some people have been throwing their stimulus checks in the trash. USA's John Hunt has more.
Starting last week, the Treasury Department and the IRS started sending out economic impact payments in regular white envelopes that could be confused for junk mail. Almost 4 million people, including those who did not have a bank account on file, will be getting their stimulus checks in the form of a debit card. The only problem is the debit cards come in an envelope that says Money Network Cardholder Services and does not bear any federal markings. To help taxpayers identify the card, the IRS said the cards will bear the Visa logo and are issued by MetaBank.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.